encouraging people to know their status, yes. Encouraging other people to live positively with HIV. And then it was a question to many people. But for us, the focus was not what people says. Mm. The focus was on us, about our love. Mm. You know, she doesn't love HIV. She loves me. Mm. I love her completely, you know. So, and then for us, it worked. The foundation that we have built between two of us, it was a fundamental of our relationship.
You just heard our guest on Focus on the Family today speaking about the incongruity between one's knowledge of HIV and the ability to take hold of that knowledge and apply it to our lives. We're going to discuss today how HIV has a stigma attached to it, but we'll also discuss the fact that a marriage relationship is based on love and friendship and not a medical condition. You're listening to Focus on the Family with your host, Graham Schnell.
Alison, life is a journey which contains many twists and turns and bumps in the road. As Christians, we're not exempt from facing trials. In fact, we promised it. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And when we get married, we're committing to share our journey with its twists and turns and troubles, as well as its joys and delights, with someone, our spouse, for the rest of our lives. And that's a beautiful thing.
Mm. And joining us today is a couple that, like any couple, is on that journey, but with their own unique story of challenges and how they've overcome and are celebrating the gift of marriage. Ozil and Nompumelelo have been married for 9 years, and together they run an organization called Life Foundation and Development, which is an organization that provides services and skills to people infected with or affected by HIV.
Welcome to Focus on the Family Africa.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you run this organization because HIV has impacted your lives. Ozil, you're HIV positive, and Nompumelelo, you're HIV negative. Tell us your story, Ozil, maybe starting with how you discovered your status.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I discovered about my HIV status 20 years ago. Again, HIV has affected in my family. It has affected on my personal life. Felt that how I learn about my HIV status, it was through my child who was born 3 months later. She was discovered that she was HIV positive, and then she passed on after that. The later stage, I also lost my sister who happened to be HIV positive as well. Mm. And then I can count many people that I have lost in my family, and then some are still alive with HIV. And then for me, HIV is a reality in my family. Mm. Here I am, I'm also living with HIV. I discovered that I'm living with HIV back 1997, but I officially tested. If you think of a stigma those days, it was not an easy thing to make a decision to know that you are HIV positive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was that dilemma that I had to face when I lost my daughter in 1997, not want to know my status, though I was told that you are highly possible that you are HIV positive because of a child died of AIDS, you know.
Yes. So you knew the child was HIV positive?
Yes, because of she was tested. And then I was called at the hospital with her mother, which is not my wife I'm with now. I was called with her mother, and then it was confirmed that she was HIV positive. Actually, we were encouraged to test as well.
How did you feel at that time? How did it make you feel to know there was a strong chance that you could?
Actually, the bigger challenge was that thinking of a death being closer to you, because those days the information about HIV, it was only that if you got HIV, it means you are going to die. Mm-hmm. That was in my mind. Unfortunately, during that stage, when we were told we're not proper counseled, we're not given proper information about what is HIV and then how to deal with it, by knowing about our status, what will be the way forward. Actually, in our country, there was nothing anyway. There was no support in place beside being given a counseling as to be ready to die. You understand? There was nothing like, if you are HIV positive and then you're going to get treatment, you know, you're going to live longer and so forth and so forth. So it was just that. And then that caused a lot of delay from myself and then a lot of fear because I remember my sister already died, you know, of AIDS, you know, and then the fear was like, I am going to follow. Look, over 20 years now, I'm still alive. You know, can you imagine a fear what can cause to you? You know,
how long was that period until you got the test?
It took me almost about 6 months being in a denial stage. When I decided to test, that's where my life changed completely. And then I believe God was working in me. I believe God was preparing me so that when I understand life, I will understand where I come from. When I say I don't want to go back where I were, and then I will know what it means to live under a denial stage, what it means not being informed and so forth. So after I knew my status, there was a turnaround of my life. And then God started to work on me. God started to show me a better picture of my life. And then my life never changed from there to today.
So there was a huge faith journey that maybe began or at least took a twist at that time in your life.
Exactly.
And then enter Nompumelelo. So we know that the relationship with the mother of the child that passed away due to HIV, that ended at some point, is that right?
Definitely. It ended. It had nothing to do with HIV. It was something else which caused the relationship not to continue. Then I became single, and then God brought Nompumelelo to my journey, and then I met Nompumelelo, and then she's here now.
And then
we are happy.
Nompumelelo, what did people say when they heard that you were in a relationship with an HIV-positive man?
Because I grew up being a child that knew what she wanted, and I was also keeping myself in terms of abstaining. I was just, you know, when you're growing up, people expect that there are things that you won't do. What I did was one of those things that they never expected that I would do. I must say that I disappointed a whole lot of people. Right. Because that's when I discovered that people had expectations of someone that I'll get married to, someone that I'll be involved with. There were a lot of disappointments and there were a lot of stigma also. People asking me if anything is wrong with me. Why am I choosing Ozil, knowing that he's HIV positive and I am not? And out of all other boys out there who are not HIV positive, what is wrong with me? Some people went as far as saying that I am desperate for getting married, but they didn't understand my decision. The fact that I understood my decision and I wanted to do it, that made me happy. And I continued with what I wanted to do.
And were you educated at that time, knowing that it was actually possible to be in a relationship, have a marriage with a man who was HIV positive while you remained HIV negative?
I was, of course, I was working with an organization where I started as a peer educator, teaching young people on life skills, reproductive health issues, and HIV information. I knew exactly how to prevent HIV. I knew what is HIV. I knew the progression of HIV in someone's body. I also had a hope that through the research that is actually going on on HIV, something better might come up. You know, I had that hope. And that alone gave me that encouragement to actually say yes to Ozil. Mm.
Yeah.
So at that time, so we're going back 9 years, were you on treatment at that point or not yet?
Yes, when I met Nompumelelo, because we met 2001, where we were working together in a Christian organization, both coordinating HIV's program. I was already on medication. And I remember that the medication was not accessible in public health in South Africa at that time. I was on trial. Sure. I'm one of those people in South Africa who ARVs were tested on, you know. So I was on trial that time. And then that's how I met Nompumelelo as well in the organization. And then from there, after trial, and then I continue with the medication. Okay. Till today, I'm still on medication. And then it's what also keeps me going, because a medication is a key when you live with HIV. Mm-hmm. That when you take medication, it makes your life better, you know. Yeah. So that is very important. Mm.
Tell us about the early years of your relationship and your marriage. You've given us some insight into it was the early days of ARVs. And so what were some of the challenges, both from an HIV perspective and then just from life, from the stigma, from people's perceptions? What was it like in the beginning of your relationship?
Remember, we met with Nompumelelo. And then we became friends. We became friends for a long time. We became very close. And then we used to share everything, you know. And then that's how our connection started. Mm. We were not in a relationship, but we were friends. Where we were open to one another. Mm. And then she got to understand the person who I am beyond HIV.
Absolutely.
And then also with the information she had about what is HIV, it also empowered her. Mm. I think also in our communities, wherever we are, we get to be caught with the knowledge that we have, and then we think we know everything without putting it in practice, you know, because sometimes we got people who say, I know something, but have you tried, you know, have how much you know this, it works, you know. She knew about HIV. There are people today who know about HIV, but who will still tell you, I cannot date someone's HIV positive. Mm. It means it's a lie some way. Yeah. You know, you are not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. The knowledge that you have gained, it has not changed you. Okay. If you say you cannot date someone's HIV, because the knowledge about HIV, it tells you that there is no risk. If you got information, right, and then you apply the information that you gain, then you eliminate the risk of contracting HIV. Mm-hmm. Nompumelelo practiced that, you know. And then again, I was living openly from the time when I met Nompumelelo. Mm-hmm. When she came to my life, as she said earlier, people started to not approving our relationship because of I was publicly open about my HIV status. And then I was talking about living positively in this country about HIV, encouraging people to know their status, encouraging other people to live positively with HIV. And then it was a question to many people. But for us, the focus was not what people says. Mm. The focus was on us, about our love. Mm. You know, she doesn't love HIV. She loves me. Mm. I love her completely, you know. So, and then for us, it worked. The foundation that we have built between two of us, it was a fundamental of our relationship.
So the friendship that you had,
exactly,
that you talked about,
was that
one of the keys that sustained you through the challenges that came? Would you say?
I'll say so, because that was a foundation of our relationship, and it actually kept us against all odds, because everything else was against the relationship. Mm. But we managed to keep it together because of the friendship and for the love that we had for one another. For the fact that friendship had made things easy in terms of me understanding completely who Ozil is, apart from HIV.
Yeah.
And we have decided that HIV is not going to be a huge part of this relationship.
Okay.
But we are going to put love a huge part of this relationship. Mm. That has worked wonders for us.
Mm. And when you talk about against the odds and everything else against you, what were some of the challenges? What were some of the bumps in the road?
There are things like getting children. We've tried for kids, but it has not been easy.
Yeah.
We still have hope. We are trusting God that He is going to actually make sure. In fact, we trust Him even more now, because we've actually looked at different things apart from HIV. There are other things that actually have been preventing us from having children. But also, we have managed to stay positive. We have managed to say, you know, God does things that no one can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have chosen to believe that.
Yeah.
And we are now seeing the light, you know, and we are so excited and hopefully that soon and very soon we might have our first child. And we're just looking forward to life as in general.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much of planning that we've been doing. We have so much that we want to achieve in our lives. And that alone has kept us to be optimistic in terms of how we live our life. And we actually make sure that we live our life on the positive side of it.
Right.
Actually, what we have discovered in our journey is that not having a child till now, it got nothing to do with HIV.
Okay.
You know, we discovered other medical conditions that has been a barrier.
Okay.
And then that allowed us to focus on that and address that. That has also increased our faith, because if it is a medical condition, how to then to go about and to address that and then focus on that without even thinking about HIV. Actually, HIV, it doesn't play much a negative part in terms of us having a child.
Yeah.
Actually, HIV, it has created more opportunities for us that we can have a child without infecting her, actually.
Right.
You know, so
because there's medical research that's been
exactly
done.
And then there is what is called, I'm taking medication.
Right.
And then one of the things that we need to understand is that when you are on ARVs, when a viral load is suppressed in your body, it means chances to infect the next person are minimal.
Mm-hmm.
That's start from there.
Yes.
The fact that HIV is suppressed in my body, it means I cannot infect Nompumelelo. Secondly, we got what is called PrEP, which is a treatment you take before you engage on unprotected intercourse.
Right.
So my wife, she's also taking that as a precautions.
Yes.
As much as we are aware that the fact that I'm taking medication, she's safe,
yes,
but we thought to be more than 100%,
yes,
you know, to be safe.
Yeah.
She's also taking the medication, you know. So that's what is science has proven in terms of preventing HIV in a relationship is possible.
And just a quick one, will that also prevent the HIV being transferred into the baby?
Of
that
course.
Same medication?
Definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Actually, a medication to prevent a transmission to a baby, it was discovered long time.
Okay.
Even before PrEP.
Yes.
You know, that one is even much easier.
Okay.
That is why we, in our country, we got what is called mother-to-child transmission,
yes,
where when the mother is discovered she's HIV positive, she then go through the program for taking the medication that reduces the chances for a mother to get transmit HIV to a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of research that's been done. There's a lot of treatment and medication that's out there to enable you to live very normal lives. And that's part of your ministry. It's part of your message. Not that it defines you, as you say. You're living out your relationship and your marriage. Mm. HIV is just something that you have, but it's not who you are.
Yes.
But it is also part of your ministry.
Yeah.
What is your passion? What drives you in terms of your ministry?
We have seen a whole lot of marriages breaking because of HIV.
Mm.
We have seen a lot of relationships breaking because of HIV. And we want to tell people that it doesn't have to be like that because, I mean, they can manage HIV. HIV is manageable.
Mm.
And they need to expose themselves into information and knowledge that is there and things that are being discovered to make our lives easy. You know, for those who are living with HIV and those who are not living with HIV, in terms of stopping the transmissions, so that we have relationships that are very normal, even though there is HIV in them, but they lead a normal life.
Yeah. Your heart is for couples to thrive.
Of course.
Whether there's HIV or not.
Exactly. Yes. And then our heart is that we like to see couples live together beyond circumstances such as HIV. One of the reason we started our foundation and then also the brand, which is called Tandoletu, means our love, because when we're in a relationship, it's not about the love of one person, it's two-way relationship. Is that because of my HIV status, also being open about my HIV status, I found many people who are living with HIV. They used to come to me and then say, "Ozo, please hook me up. Because of my HIV status, I've been rejected number of times."
Mm-hmm.
The moment I disclose my HIV status, a person, you know, runs away. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm looking for someone whom I can share the same status with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my experience and my understanding of HIV, which is not about my life. HIV is not about my life. HIV came to my life. Mm-hmm. I got my own life beyond HIV. Mm-hmm. And I cannot advise someone to look for someone whom you share the same HIV status to be in a relationship with, because it doesn't work like that.
No.
And then I had to tell people to say, if you are looking for someone, you need to forget about your health condition. You know, if you love someone, you love someone, irrespective of. Imagine if we have to look for people who are sick for different conditions because of we have this condition.
Yeah.
You know,
if
that
I'm
would be
diabetic, I must look for someone else.
I got TB, I'm looking for someone with TB. You know, all this, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And then from my experience, when I discovered my HIV status, I was in a relationship with someone who was HIV positive as well.
Mm.
It did not stay long.
Didn't make your relationship.
It didn't make our relationship.
Mm.
It did fall apart. You know, not because of HIV, because of other things that happen to relationship. So, and then for us, for this foundation, it simply means that we need to restore our families by understanding what it means to love someone.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that it means love the person who is, and that learn to compliment what the person come with, you know. And then my wife compliment me, including the HIV that is in me. She got her things as well, you know. And then I compliment her, irrespective what she has. But we love each other as it is, you know.
As we come to a close, Nopumulela, I'm going to ask you to pray for the couples, not for couples necessarily struggling with HIV or living with HIV, but for couples that are just going through life together and maybe facing some challenges as you faced within your journey. Will you pray for those couples as we come to a close?
Okay, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blessing of marriage. We thank you that this blessing, Father, it is from you, and you are the only God who can actually make sure that it thrives and it's taken care of. We thank you, Lord, that every challenge that any couple is going through, you are there to help them. We thank you, Father, that, oh God, everything, oh Father, that people are facing, Lord, you are with them. You are giving them direction. You are making sure that their marriages are stronger than before. You are their hope, oh Father, and you are their strength. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares, oh Father, that you'll never leave nor forsake us. We thank you that you'll never leave any family, oh Father, for you are God and you are God alone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hazel Nompumelela, thank you so much for being with us, for being vulnerable and for sharing your story.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful to chat. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
With it being World AIDS Day today, it is so fitting that we air this program and that we're talking about HIV and AIDS. Ozil and Nompumelelo have been very gracious in sharing their story with us and have offered great insight on a topic that I think is a reality for so many people who are living with HIV. What's really special about our guest's testimony is that it emphasizes that their marriage is based on love and friendship, and because of that, it has withstood numerous tests and challenges along the way. I'd like to invite you to visit our website, where you'll find our Christmas catalog, which is loaded with hundreds of special deals on some of our favorite items. You can shop for books, bags, Bibles, DVDs, bottles, mugs, and more. There's something for the whole family. Be sure to get your order in before the 17th of December to make sure your gifts arrive in time for Christmas. For Focus on the Family Africa, I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us next time, when we'll once again help you and your family thrive in Christ.